Aruna Milla, a 58-year-old Indian-American, created history by becoming the first Indian-American to be elected the Lieutenant Governor, LG, of Maryland, a state next to the U.S. Capitol, Washington, D.C. Aruna Milla, a former delegate to the Maryland House, took oath as the 10th Lieutenant Governor of Maryland. Aruna chose to take her oath to the office on the Bhagavad Gita, a sacred Hindu scripture. Meanwhile, a radical Islamist outfit Indian American Muslim Council, IAMC, got irked by it and attacked her for her Hindutva links. In a tweet, IAMC said, "Protest against Hindutva at the inauguration of Maryland Governor at I.M. Westmore and Lieutenant Governor at Aruna Milla. The protesters are demanding that Lieutenant Governor Milla apologize for her ties to Hindutva and donate the Hindutva money received during the campaign to charities. Protest against Hindutva at the inauguration of Maryland Governor at I.M. Westmore and Lieutenant Governor at Aruna Milla. The protesters are demanding that Lieutenant Governor Milla apologize for her ties to Hindutva and donate the Hindutva money received during the campaign to charities. pic.twitter.com/ilpduesicard. Indian American Muslim Council, at IM Council, January 18, 2023. The Islamist organization also demanded Aruna Milla to apologize for her Hindutva links by staging a protest. The placards held by radical Islamist reads, "Aruna cut ties with BJPRSS, Hindutva rejected, and against Hindutva." Aruna Milla's open acceptance of the Hindu faith has also irked the radical Islamists, and now they are trying their best to paint her as an extremist because she follows her Hindu faith. Earlier, Tulsi Gabbard, a former U.S. congresswoman, has been repeatedly attacked for following her Hindu faith. Tulsi Gabbard criticized the Islamist ideology for having inspired the terror attacks and declaration of war against America after the 9/11 attack. She also said that it is the Islamist ideology which fueled terrorist attacks around the world and is the foundation for the so-called Islamic countries like Pakistan, Turkey, Iran, and Saudi Arabia and their discriminatory policies against Christians, Hindus, Buddhists and the atheists. Notably, elected representatives in the USA take oath on a Bible, including the incumbent President Joe Biden. Meanwhile, Aruna Milla said, "Hinduism is not just a religion, I think it's more of a culture. We are seekers of peace and making sure that good things happen in the world and to others as well."